Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. It is Family Friday, as we've had for a while, and I have with me my youngest son, our youngest child. He's the, you ready? Are you ready for it? The what?
Baby of family.
And you love that, don't you?
I don't care.
Well, that's a good attitude. Most kids wouldn't like that. So, what is your name?
Carson Rogers.
Carson Rogers. All right. So, where'd you get your name from?
I got my middle name from my grandmother's maiden name, and then I got my name from my dad's friend.
Awesome. So, Carson Rogers, last one. And so, we, as you probably know, we just left it up to the Lord and to see what God would do. And so, God gave us 11, and then it's amazing how God just turned things off. We're okay, no more children come. And so it is Carson. So Carson was born early. Do you remember how much you weighed?
I think maybe 4 something.
Yeah, right over 4 pounds. So right over 4 pounds, they don't have to go to the NICU, but his lungs weren't developed as much as they should have been. So he had to go to the NICU, and my wife didn't remember how many days. It was a few days, a week or two, and he was able to come home. So he's always been a little bit small. Plus, he's the youngest of the family, so he gets picked on, beat up, abused, taken advantage of. Is that right?
No.
No. So I guess treated pretty well. So, all right, what is it like to be the baby of the family with all these kids? What is that like?
It's kind of sad seeing everyone leave and just watching everyone leave. I'm like, oh, it's going to be me. I'm like, that's going to be sad.
That's a good thought. I didn't think about that. But yes, one day it just will be. Now, one of my daughters said she's probably not going to get married. So at the end, it will be Carson and her. So I think God has a different plan there. But that is what people think sometimes. So yes, we have another one going to college this year. And we just had one get married. So we only have 5 at home right now, so it's almost an empty nest. It feels like that for us, but for other families, if they had 5, it would seem like a lot. What is your what are your chores around here? What do you do for work and keeping you busy and out of trouble?
I take care of the dogs and the goats, and then I take out the trash and stuff like that.
Awesome. He is sometimes the only boy left here. Cameron sometimes does work. So Carson's got the dogs, 3 of them, goats, 2 of them, the trash, and taking care of all that. And so keeps pretty busy. And sometimes you do get to go work for money. Where do you go and do that?
I'll work for my granddaddy. And then in the summer, I'm going to be working for my neighbors.
Awesome. So he has already gone to the neighbors and said, hey, do you need any work? I'll work for you. So entrepreneurial, get out there and put yourself out there and work. And then, of course, my dad has a farm, and so all the boys have been able to go out there and work, and that has been a blessing. So so with life, we've talked about a few of the different things that people have. Has it been fun being in a big family, or all the leftovers, hand-me-downs, and there's not enough food, you don't get the food? How has it been?
It's been great. I love it.
So if God gave you an opportunity, a spouse that was willing, how many children would you like to have?
I don't really know. A lot.
We asked the kids sometime, and for my wife, her philosophy, she was number 8, so she wanted to have at least 8. And so so that means if you're number 11...
have at least 13.
At least 13. There we go. So you have to have a wife that is willing. So... So school education, do you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your teacher?
My mom.
Your mom. Okay. How much does your dad teach?
Not really. You just, a lot of times you're busy.
So, I saw this quote. It was hilarious. Here's a guy. He's sitting on the couch. His arms are stretched back over his head. He's got this big grin on his face. And it said, the dad is proud because he accomplished his one work for the day by telling the kids, hey, listen to your mother, and he's done. And so it's not that way, but sometimes you do. Hey, listen to your mom. So so you have that. So what else do you enjoy doing? What do you like to do for fun? What's your pleasure things, and what do you enjoy?
Lots of times I'll read some Western books, and that's a lot of fun, and then... Also, like the other day, then we were working outside, and it was just fine. It was good, you know.
Awesome. So what's your favorite books to read?
They're Louis L'Amour books. They're Louis Western ones.
Louis L'Amour. All right. So pretty good.
Oh, and the Bible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and the Bible. Better throw that in. So, yes, they have their Bible time every morning, and it's special getting to walk into the kids and see them on their own without being made to or anything, reading their Bible and trying to have a relationship with God. So do you get to ever show anybody how to go to heaven?
Yeah, sometimes. I go out every Saturday. It's just lots of times I'll be silent partners and stuff.
Yes. So when your brother's 6'2" and you're the other, it's like, hi, my name is. So have you ever been able to lead any adults to Christ even though you're the little kid?
Yep.
And that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I've been out witnessing, and I see my son talking to a grown man with his Bible out, going through the plan of salvation, and you see the man bow his head and trust Christ as his Savior. It is pretty neat to be able to see that, because people don't care how old you are as long as you have the truth, as long as you know the truth. So so that is a blessing. So I've asked some of the other children, you're still at home and of age, so discipline at the baker's house, okay? Cruel, abusive, you want to call Department of Human Health Children's Services and get you out of here? What? How bad is discipline in this house?
It's great. If I didn't have it, I would be terrible. I would hate it.
So you people are like, how much did you pay your kids to say, by the way, they don't know the questions. They don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, and a little bit, because we heard the other reels do it.
There you go. You heard the other one, so you got a clue that's coming. So, yeah, we don't pay them too, but we do teach them what's right. And there is an inside sense and feeling that we know when we've done wrong, we need correction. We need that. And so when it's done right with love, the kids don't hate you, and they're not mad at you. Carson is a good kid. He has always been a good kid. In fact, one time I asked him, he was little, and I said, Carson, and he's been a good boy. Carson, are you good all the time? And I'm nodding, you know, of course, expecting him to say yes. And he goes, yeah, no, sometimes I'm bad. It's like, man, how honest you are, too. Not going to lie, and we really work on that. The lesson on lying in the Bible, and then I teach on child rearing, is so big. I tell my kids, look, I don't expect you to be perfect, but you do not have to lie about it. We don't want that. So, all right, how many girlfriends do you have?
Zero.
How many girlfriends have you had?
Zero.
You're 13 years old. You want to have a lot of girlfriends by now. It's amazing how we don't think through that process. I literally had my first girlfriend when I was 3 or 4. And I asked, I won't use her name, but to be my girlfriend. And then when I started school, then I had a girlfriend there. So two timing by first grade, not a good thing to do. And that ended up going on through other years of life. So to teach them, hey, build a relationship with your brother and your sister. One day getting married will not be hard or an issue to be able to get along. So, Carson, what do you feel like God has for your life?
I'm going to be a missionary.
Wow. So did I tell you and make you and all right, here's your life plan. Is that how we did it?
Nope.
No. So how did you decide to be a missionary?
I kind of felt God wanted me to be a missionary. And then one time I walked into the sunroom and they were playing the song and they were at the third verse and it was, let me see my mission field, and I felt like God wanted me to be a missionary.
Wow. By the way, if you think, oh yeah, what 13-year-old kid, or how old were you when you felt that? How many years ago was that?
I think that was just like 12, but before I surrendered to be a preacher.
So. Yeah. So so can a 12-year-old make that decision? I've seen surveys where they've looked at the missionaries on the field to see what age they surrendered, and I mean, 80%. We're like 12 and under. It was amazing. The heart, when it's tender, before the world gets it and we get caught in all the things the world has to offer, it is a good thing. And by the way, Jesus at 12 knew his mission. I must be about my Father's business. I think sometimes we look with children and we discount them. They're just kids. They're just kids. And instead of looking and seeing their future and what God has for them, there's nothing wrong for a 12-year-old to know what he wants to do. And I think if Jesus is our example, I think that would be a good thing to try to do, to be able to help them to have that. So Carson is a great help for work and around the house and the things that we need him to do. A servant. And sometimes you even serve your brother and sister. So tell us the story of the breakfast chef, Carson Baker. Tell us the story of that.
Well, at first just started with the girls because lots of times they wouldn't be able to eat on Sunday morning. So
Why were they not able to eat? What was wrong?
I don't know. Lots of times they didn't have time.
Why didn't they have time? Does it take girls longer to get ready? Is that it? Mm-hmm. So, all right. So they didn't have time to eat. So what happened?
So I started making them breakfast, and then it just started adding on until, like, 7 kids I was making breakfast for in the morning.
And how old were you?
I don't know, 9 or 10 or something.
So 9 or 10 years old, he's the chef for the morning breakfast. He's got all the pans out, the plates out. He knows what they like. He's making this person's egg like this because they like them real well done. This one doesn't. Making a tortilla for this one or whatever. All of them out. He's making breakfast for 7 people on Sunday morning. And it has been amazing to me. Honestly, I know what we tried to do. I'm just shocked. Really, I'm just shocked that it's happened that way. But our kids, we mentioned their closest friend is their brother or sister. But not only that, they really care about each other and they serve each other. So he serves the brothers and sisters and makes breakfast for them. And also when your brothers are going to work or 2 or 3 of them, what else would you do?
I would make their lunches. One time when Derek and Grant came back from college, I was making Jonathan's, Derek and Grant's, and Cameron's.
So, and when do you do that? How late at night or how early in the morning do you
I would do it. I do their lunches not before, but then I would get up and make their breakfasts at like 5:30.
And so why? Why did you do that? How much did they tell you, if you don't do this, we're going to beat you up? And is that why?
Well, they paid me some, but also they, I just, to be nice. Like, first I just started doing it and more, and then they started paying me for it.
Awesome. So do it out of kindness, and then they reward you for the blessing of it. So that is good. It is amazing what God's done. I couldn't write the stories. We love it, and it is such a blessing to have children that love God, who love their mom and dad, who love each other, brothers and sisters, and want to serve him. And God has been so, so, so very good to us. So this is the youngest. We still have some of the older, so we're going to start on them. I just got talked to a couple of the older ones, and they're ready. They're married, so it's harder to work this out. It's easy for the younger ones that are here. All right, come up. We got a podcast. What? So Carson didn't complain at all. Well, I guess he did groan a little bit. Like, all right, you ready? He goes, So I don't know. Is that a complaint?
At first, I didn't think you were serious, and then when Ness started doing it, I'm like, wait, you're serious?
So yes, we got to get all the kids in there to be able to see 13-year-olds in direction. So don't give up on your kids. Do all you can to invest in them. Teach them the principles that they need to know. We have one chance to rear children. The rest of our life, we're going to look at our life and see, what did we do and how did we do? It's really that big of a deal. So, all right, any words of wisdom that you have for everyone out? Any advice, things like that for them?
Nope, got none.
That's easy. At 13, you're right. You're not supposed to have anything. But by the way, it is interesting. You ask some of our kids a question about something, they know. The philosophy, the principles, they know those and they know how to answer that because they know what we do. And I'm amazed how often my children are giving advice because somebody asks them about what to do because they know and have grown up to know the right principles and the right way to live. So, well, thank you for tuning in. And Carson, you survived the podcast. So
barely.
Barely. That's great. So, hey, God bless you. And we'll see you next time.